I'm glad that the minister was able to take up my invitation to come to Donegal and to visit with me a number of sites, and Deputy Gallagher was along with us as well. And you know, from the sites in the west that we were able to visit, I'm confident that we will see progress in relation to them. I think in most of those proposals we have a way forward. And I was talking to the minister again late last night in relation to these matters. So you know, and this is really important because, like for example, in Creasley area, we're talking about 15 farmers that have their land completely flooded and have been for the last year. So we would be hoping now that we would be able to get all of the necessary parties round the table and find a solution. And then there's other projects in Gidor here where there's a solution on the table now to progress that, and Inver and in Pettigo as well. So I think we will see progress in relation to that. But look, my job is, you know, not just to take the minister's word for it, which I believe he's genuine in relation to this here, but actually to make sure that delivery happens and delivery happens quickly, and that's what I'll be following up with again this week in the Dáil and talking to the minister and making sure that we don't lose momentum.
He issued a challenge, as it were, to Donegal County Council as well when he met with them in Lifford on Friday morning, saying that he was going to introduce legislative changes to make it easier for councils and local authorities to do smaller works to tide over in areas that need flood mitigation works. Is that a challenge you'll be urging the council to take up?
Without a doubt, and we talked at length in relation to some of the new proposals that are coming forward, which makes sense on the ground, but it only makes sense on the ground if the council has the staff, employees and the willingness to actually go out and get it done. You know, what's really, really frustrating, it's frustrating for me, but more importantly, it's frustrating for residents, business owners and communities who are seeing their areas flooded year after year, is the red tape that exists in relation to these projects. And, you know, that's what we need to cut through. So anything that's coming before the Dáil in relation to, you know, moving away from the red tape and trying to be more, get more action on the ground, then we will support. And crucially, what we need is, we need all heads round the table banging together, because for too long what we have is, we have a situation saying, well, that's not in my bailiwick, that's the Department of Agriculture, or that's the National Parks and Wildlife, or that's the responsibility of the OPW or the County Council. At the end of the day, if your business is flooded, if your house is flooded, if your community has been flooded, then, you know, people don't care whose responsibility it is. It's the state's responsibility and we need to get it done. And in fairness to Boxer Mourne, he has that type of attitude. He's offered in some cases where it doesn't necessarily fall under his remit to actually, you know, bring all the parties together and to find a solution. And I think that's, you know, that's what we need in the, going forward. But as I said, none of these projects are built yet. These are just words. These are just commitments. We need to see urgent delivery now.